This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that key infrastructure projects in Jammu and Kashmir, worth 46,000 crore rupees to be inaugurated today, will have a very positive impact on the people's lives. The Prime Minister will dedicate Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla Rail Link USBRL project to the nation during his visit to Jammu and Kashmir today. The 272-kilometer USBRL project has been constructed at a cost of around 44,000 crore rupees. The USBRL project is a fully electrified section and comprises 36 tunnels and 943 bridges. The Chenab Bridge, the world's highest railway arch bridge, and India's first cable-stayed rail bridge, Anji Bridge, which are part of the USBRL, will also be inaugurated by the Prime Minister. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw yesterday visited Jammu Railway Station, where he inspected the ongoing development works.
Chenab ka bridge bahut bada ek technical marvel hai. Isko banane mein kai tarah ki challenges ko face karke banaya gaya. Iske technical parameters ko agar dekhen, to is bridge ka design 260 km prati ghanta wind speed aur zone 5 seismic zone ke hisab se uska design hai. यानि एक बहुत ही कॉम्प्लेक्स प्रोसेस से इसका डिजाइन किया गया है. इसकी फाउंडेशन फुटबॉल फील्ड के आधे के बराबर है. 30,000 टन स्टील लगाए.
During the visit, the Prime Minister will also flag off two Vande Bharat Express trains, one from Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra to Srinagar and another from Srinagar to Katra from tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described his government as compassionate and devoted to welfare of the poor. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi emphasised the government's transformative efforts in combating poverty and empowering citizens through inclusive development. In a social media post, the Prime Minister highlighted key initiatives such as PM Awas Yojana, PM Ujjwala Yojana, Jan Dhan Yojana and Ayushman Bharat, which have significantly improved access to housing, clean cooking fuel, banking services and healthcare. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stated that closer engagement between Indian banks and the financial sector will strengthen India-Central Asia economic interaction. Speaking at the India-Central Asia Business Council in New Delhi yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar said beginnings have been made in terms of opening special rupee Vostro accounts in Indian banks by Central Asian banks. He highlighted that there has also been some discussion about the use of UPI. The External Affairs Minister stressed on improving connectivity between India and Central Asia. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has reiterated India's shared commitment to speed up the India-EU Free Trade Agreement, FTA. Addressing the Italy-India Business Forum during his official visit to Italy yesterday, the minister said he had three meetings in less than 35 days with my friend Maros Sefcovic, EU Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, have agreed to expedite the conclusion of the India-EU FTA by the end of the year. Mr. Goyal said he was delighted to speak at the Italy-India Business Forum with Italian Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Antonio Tajani. The all-party delegation led by Congress MP Dr. Shashi Tharoor met U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance yesterday in Washington, D.C. They had comprehensive discussion covering a wide array of critical issues from counterterrorism efforts to enhancing technological cooperation. In a social media post, Mr. Tharoor termed the discussions as constructive and productive for strengthening India-U.S. strategic partnership. In French Open tennis, world number 2 Coco Gauff of US has entered the women's single final, beating world number 1 361 Loé Boisson of France 6-1 6-2. Coco Gauff will face world number 1 Arina Sabalenka in the big final tomorrow. Earlier, Arina Sabalenka of Belarus has entered the women's single final, beating defending champion Iga Swiatek of Poland. And with that, we end this news bulletin.